So Christ is risen. We continue in the season of Easter right now. And dear, just want to let you know a little bit of what's going to be ahead. For the next couple of seasons for our sermon, our series for worship, the theme, we're actually going to be following the lectionary. So the lectionary are passages of scripture that churches around the world enter into. And so we're going to be joining in the worldwide church through the lectionary over the next couple of seasons. And for the Easter season, we have several of the resurrection stories that we'll engage in from the gospel. So that's just a little, gives you a little window of what's coming up ahead. And during the Easter season, we've also decided to ask a few people if they have any stories that they would be willing to share, stories of where Christ has brought a new life or glimpsed something of the gift of the risen Christ in their lives in this last year. So this week, we asked Lori and Nita if they had a story to share, and they indeed did have one. So I'm going to pass it over to them to share a story of redemption.
Good morning, church. Top of the day. Wow, it's so lovely to be connected. So Nita and I have a story that we'd share with you that is really just a very simple resurrection experience that we had, but one that has continued to bear a lot of fruit for us over this last few weeks. So we thought when we shared this with Joy, just when we were having a visit with her, and she thought this would be really the kind of story that she would like us to share. So this really happened for us the week before Holy Week. And if you probably remember, all of us were invited by Charlie and Zoe to sing along in advance to the Easter story, record it at home, and send it into them so that they could compile the song and get it ready for us for Easter. And this was, you know, the week before Holy Week. So it was a little bit in advance. Normally, Nita and I love preparing like that for the church, and we love to be, you know, filled with the joy of what God is doing in our lives and share that. On this particular week, though, we were exhausted. It couldn't have come at a harder time. Nita had tremendous deadlines at work, and every day she was just, you know, working right up to the very end. And the cutoff for this was Wednesday at 5 o'clock. It had already been moved, the cutoff, a few times. And so I kept seeing the emails and thinking, oh, I don't know if we're going to get to it. And yet feeling this longing to be part of it. And so we decided that we sat down at 4 o'clock, and I said to Nita, she finished her work at four. And I said, we only have till 5 o'clock. Do you think we could record this song? And I remember you just like you were at the end, and it was like the last thing you could imagine having energy for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and you looked kind of angry, actually. And so I said, okay, well, she looked angry, and she looked kind of like, I don't have, and I read this scripture came to my mind of the Beatitudes, especially in the Message version, where it says, I love this, it says, blessed are you when you're at the end of your rope, because with less of you, there's more room for God. And so that scripture came to my mind, and I said, Nita, would you be willing to just stand here with me in front of God and say, we're at the end of our rope, and we're going to see if this is true. Is there more of you here? So you said yes, and we prayed.
Mm-hmm. And so during the prayer, it was like, I remember saying to God, I don't even have loaves or fishes. Something in me is totally dead.
Yeah.
And I cannot even muster up the strength to do this, but if you are willing, I will say yes. And instantly there was a picture in my mind of me wearing my African dress. Now those people who know me and love me know I don't wear dresses, but this is a really special African dress. And so I kind of caught the heart of God's invitation for me to do something completely outside of myself, and just I could feel his invitation to a micro joy. So I said to Lori, hey, what do you think about this? And I could feel the smile radiating from inside of me, which I knew God had brought something back to life for me. And so we incorporated it in feeding the chickens. So it became something that started off as your invitation, hearing God and really wanting us to push through an action from my side saying yes, and then it didn't just stay with me, it went to us and then also people who came around us. And the thought I had is, I've only got a crumb. Can you do something with a crumb? And I had an image also of being inside the grave. Who will roll away the stone? And Jeanette, I hear you singing that in that. And I said, you know, Lord, I don't have the strength in me to roll away any barriers in my life. I do want to be alive. I know I'm alive, but I'm trusting you. And I think that is the real invitation. It's not something that we could have done, but we could partner with God. And so with that, I also invite you to look for those areas of invitation. You know, what are the areas that God can roll away your stones? And it's something that doesn't just stay with you. It does affect those who are around you. So we just bless you. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thanks.
That's just a beautiful story and a glimpse of just, I think we can all of us identify with this when you come to the end of your rope, and a beautiful invitation that you sense to acknowledge that to God, and in finding God meeting you with joy, but even way more in larger proportion to what you were expecting, right? It wasn't just the strength to push through. You found this joy. And then that joy also got passed on to us, for me anyway, like when seeing you sing with the chickens on Easter, brought a lot of joy. So it's borne some fruit in the community as well. So thank you for sharing that. And one day I want to hear about how this particular dress is special to you, Nita, since I knew you grew up in Africa and has probably some significance I'll be asking you about. But let's pray together, shall we? For all of us, in response to this story, for us to be open to what God may also be inviting us into some deeper joy. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks for the many ways that you meet us when we are at the end of our rope, when we feel we are often also in a grave-like place with little life, that you come to those places and you call us to life. You invite us to life. You roll away the big stones that we don't have the capacity to do. Your spirit does this work. Thank you for this testimony from Lori and Nita in their last couple of weeks. And I just ask that you would also give us ears to hear your invitation as well, to turn to you when we are at the end of our rope, and the invitation to receive these little glimpses and experiences of joy that you bring our way, risen Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. So we want to invite you to keep paying attention as well to where are the places that you sense God's Spirit inviting you to enter deeper into this story of resurrection, even in small crumb kind of ways. And today we have an opportunity to do so through the scripture as well. During this next season, because we want to make room for some of these stories, personal stories of Christ meeting folks in our everyday lives, we are going to have times entering in the scripture shorter. So we won't have a long sermon. We'll have either a little reflection, or today I have a little different kind of activity I want to invite you into. Now, there are a lot of things that we can't do in this format of Zoom that we could do in the sanctuary, but there actually are some things maybe that we can do in this format that would be harder to do in the sanctuary. And the idea that I had today is this particular story we're going to read is a story that takes place in a home behind locked doors. Does that sound like a familiar setting to you? And when I usually am sitting with stories on a retreat, my spiritual director often tells me at some point in the retreat, Joy, why don't you try going and acting this out? And frankly, I'm often resistant. I'd rather just sit still and ponder something, you know. But if I can work through that resistance, I often find there's something by acting it out that I usually discover in the story. And it opens up something in me that sometimes I can't get to if I just go through my rational brain. And interestingly, there's a lot more studies coming out now about how we work as in our brains, neurological studies, and especially how we sometimes move towards healing through places of trauma. And sometimes they've found it's hard to access that through your rational brain. It actually is kind of through your body sometimes that you can access and open up and see, understand, and move towards healing in a way that you can't in otherwise. So I think that's some of what's happening when my spiritual director invites me into embodying something. And our story today is also Jesus's body, his risen body, coming and inviting people to touch the wounds. So that's a very long preamble to what I want to invite you into. Is we're going to read the scripture together. And then after that, I'm going to guide you through this story in kind of an imaginative, embodied way. And I'm going to actually ask you to consider at different points, for example, taking a pose in your body or moving to a particular place in the room that you're at. Now, this would be harder to do in a sanctuary. And also in a sanctuary, we get more self-conscious because everybody's looking at us. So when we get to that point, if you are going to feel self-conscious with the camera on, go ahead and you can turn the camera off. If you can, then move around in your room. That's what I want to invite you to. If that still feels like too much for you, it's okay if you want to then imagine the scenario. But we're going to imagine the scripture together and enter into it. Okay, with that long preamble, let's read the scripture together, and then I'll guide you through entering into the story imaginatively and in our bodies. So Zoe, will you put that up for us? This is one of the resurrection stories. Let's read this together. And thanks to Cecilia and Mishak for the drawings that accompany. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent you, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, so I'm going to pray for us again, and then I'm going to invite you to join in with me. And so this is a time for the whole family. Kids, if you are able to engage, this is a time we want to invite you, but not just kids, we want to invite adults as well. And again, if you're going to feel more comfortable doing this with your video off, you're welcome to turn that off. Let me pray for us, and then I will guide us through this. God, thank you for the scripture, and thank you for these stories of your resurrection and people's encounters with you. And I ask now that you would give us imaginations, open hearts, and open minds to enter into this story, to hear from you anew, that you would use this story to call us to life, that you would bring healing, and you would form us as your people. Amen. Now, these are just 4 or 5 short verses, but we're going to slow them down into slow motion, and I'm going to ask questions of you along the way. So the first part of this story begins with the disciples behind locked doors for fear of the Jewish leaders. These were the people that had arrested Jesus. And there was a lot of danger for followers of Jesus. So the first thing I want to invite you to do in your house, if you're able to, is go and close the door of whatever room you're in and lock it if you can. If you can't, you might want to close the blinds on your windows. And then I'd like you to find a pose in your room where you might be What pose would you take if you were in fear? Where would you go in the room? How might your body move? And then when you get to that place, I'd like you to just freeze it for a moment. So go lock the doors. Get in a pose. If you are very, very scared, how would you be in your body? And then just freeze in that pose for a moment. Now we're gonna pause this story just a minute, and I'm gonna invite you to do a little scan of your body. In that pose of fear, what do you notice? Are any of your muscles tight? What muscles are tight? Do you feel any emotions? What emotions do you feel? Where do you feel them? What do you feel in your stomach? In your back? In your hands? Is this familiar at all? Where do you make a connection to the last time you felt this way? Now in this story, the disciples are not alone. They're together with some other disciples. Some of you are with others in your home now, and some of you are alone. So just imagine, what is it like being together in a room with others that are also fearful? What are you picking up from their energy? How does that impact you? Just notice that for a moment. Okay, after you've noticed your own experience, we're gonna pause the story here, and actually you can stand up and shake it out, because we're gonna now enter in a different character. So just shake that out for a minute. Okay, now next we're gonna pause the story, and we're gonna now enter into the character of Jesus. You might think, oh, are we allowed to do this? But yes, in this imaginative exercise, we can. So now I'd like you, if you will stand up if you can, where do you think Jesus might stand when he appeared in the room with the disciples? If he was appearing in your room, where would he appear? Go stand up, and now you are risen from the dead with a new body. You're full of life, so stand in a way that is full of life. Now, we're also going to pause just for a minute there. Let's imagine for a minute you first come into the room, but the disciples haven't even noticed you yet. They're huddled in fear. Now, you have just moved through death to life, and you're there to surprise them with you being alive. Okay, imagine what that's like. And then I'd like you to look at the disciples. Look in the direction where you were huddled a while ago. What do you, when you see them, what do you feel? What do you see? What do you want to say to them? Okay, here's what Jesus says. So I want you to repeat these words after me, if you will. Stand in that pose, full of life, and speak these words. Peace be with you. And then show them the scars on your arms, and lift up your shirt if you can, and show them the scars under your ribs. And what did the disciples know? What do they do when they see these scars? Suddenly they're full of joy. They are so excited. What do you think they do when they're excited? You see some people's hands are going up like this. Maybe they're jumping around. Maybe they would hug Jesus. If you're Jesus and they're all coming around you, how does that feel? Okay, then Jesus, he says some more words to them. So join me in repeating after me these next words. He says again, peace be with you. And then he says, as the Father sends me, so I send you. Maybe you want to point towards the door that they had locked before. And then he does something interesting. he breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. So can you breathe? Now you're Jesus. Watch what happens when you breathe on the Holy Spirit on the disciples. What do you long for the disciples? When you breathe on the Holy Spirit on them, what are you longing for them? Okay, now we're gonna pause again. And stand up and shake it out. Because we're gonna do one last scene change. Okay, last scene, we're gonna go back again. First time we tried it with the disciples and we stopped partway through. This time we're gonna go through again as the disciples, but I'm also gonna invite you to enter in imaginatively with your story now. We're gonna let this story from scripture blend a little bit with our stories, okay? So enter in again as one of the disciples. We're gonna start from the beginning. I'm gonna walk through the whole thing and I'm gonna ask you to pay attention, especially to what you notice within you, and also listen for how God may be speaking to you. Okay, so let's begin again with locked doors. So it was the evening of the first day of the week and the disciples were together with locked doors for fear of the Jews. So if you'll go lock the doors, close the doors again, and go back to your pose of fear. Notice again where you feel the fear in your body. Is there anything right now in your life that you feel some anxiety about? A bit of fear? What might that be? Okay, while you're there, now look to the place in the room a while ago where you appeared as Jesus and notice that suddenly the risen Christ is there with you in the room. How is this possible? What's the first emotion that goes through your body? Where do you feel it? Are you happy right at first? Or actually, are you a little weirded out? What kind of expression is on your face? Do you move right away closer to Jesus? Or do you find yourself moving away? Well, next Jesus says, hey, look here. Oh, first he stood among them and said, peace be with you. What is it like to hear that word? Peace be with you in a familiar voice. And then he says, hey, he shows them his hands and he shows them the side of his where he's been in his side where he was stabbed. What do you do then? Your fear is turning to joy. So now, how would you express that in your body? You can get up to where Jesus was. How would you express that? Where do you feel the joy in your body? A while ago we talked about where we feel the fear, but where do you feel the joy? What is it like to go into safety now rather than fear? And now hear these words again. Jesus says this to you. Can you receive these words spoken to you? Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. What does it feel like to go from a place of being huddled in fear to joy and then actually being sent out? And then now receive the Holy Spirit. Pay attention to how it feels to have the Spirit, Holy Spirit, breathe on you. Okay, before we move on, I want to just pause right there for a moment and ask, Jesus, is there anything else you want to say to me in my particular case where I'm at right now? When you breathe the Holy Spirit on me, is there anything you want to say to me right now? God, thank you for this experiment of entering into your story through our imagination. And I just ask that you would continue to speak to us through this story in the week ahead. And may it not just be a story, but may we encounter you coming to us in surprising ways in the middle of our homes in this time when we are in kind of a bit of a lockdown. May you appear to us in surprising ways. Would you speak your peace to us? Would you breathe your Holy Spirit on us? Would you fill our hearts with joy and the hope of your resurrection, even in these troubled times? And would you also invite us out and call us out into the world in the ways that we're able to right now, to be embodied signs of your resurrection, to carry your life, your forgiveness, and your peace into the places where we are called. In Jesus' name, amen.